Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Someone on this show is about to be called out for lying about who they really and truly are, Rebecca.
Actually, before we get into that, I have a little confession to make.
Come clean.
I gotta come clean about something.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier in the show today, I was waxing a little bit poetically about the Northern Lights that I saw in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was there for Thanksgiving with my sister.
Mm-hmm. You sent me the picture. Yes. While I was on vacation. I was very excited.
Yes,
for you.
I had posted the photo. It was right outside of my sister's condo in Alaska. Uh-huh. And I tagged Bert because I know you are so excited about the Northern Lights. You've wanted to see them forever.
Spent thousands and thousands of dollars to see them, only to be shut out.
Well, I didn't see them either.
Look, this whole, like, hey, I'm a cancer survivor thing.
Oh,
at some point, it's going to wear off. Why? Why?
So that was a little bit of a prank.
Were you hoping to get a different reaction out of me? Like, oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
So I can explain.
I don't think she was prepared for you to bring her on the air today and talk about how excited you were for her to see the Northern Lights.
I mean, how could I not bring you on to talk about it when it was such a huge part of the show for so long? And you got to see what I didn't, but it turns out you didn't see what I didn't see.
Well, I was sweating because I thought you were about to call me out about it being fake. Because the photo I posted, there's not even snow on the ground.
I wouldn't even look at the landscape. I was just looking at... Now, I could tell while we were doing the segment that you were reserved, which is why I said, like, let me have it, man. I really want to know. And you were definitely, like, holding back.
Yeah, I was ready to be busted. That's how I felt. To be clear and to explain why I did this... Mm-hmm. Marijuana is legal in Alaska. So that evening, the conditions were pretty good that we were going to be able to see Northern Lights, but the clouds were all in the way. We weren't able to see anything. And I was imbibing, partaking a little bit. And so my sister and I were kind of giggling, like, oh, you know.
That's what happened.
I was like, you know who really wants to see the Northern Lights?
You jerk.
Bert.
And I turn around and I share it on my Instagram.
And my sister's like, I have so many photos of the Northern Lights that I've seen outside my window, post it and tag him like you've seen it. And I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Then I sobered up and I was like, what is this prank? Like, what was the prank? What was the point of this? Yeah, like, make my boss jealous? Yeah.
So if he hadn't have brought it up today, would you have ever even said anything?
I was never going to bring it up ever again.
Oh, my God.
The next morning, I deleted it because I was like, there's not snow on the ground. You could literally Google and see that there was no Northern Lights in Alaska that night. I was so paranoid.
You not only got me, but you got about a dozen virtual listeners that hit me up saying, aha, Rebecca saw it and you didn't.
People were very excited for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, all right. So now I can't believe anything. You did really have cancer, right?
Oh,
it's a fair question right now.
That's a fair question.
I just want to make sure, right?
This tongue surgery was elective.
It was elective. She just wanted a tattoo on her tongue really, really bad. Okay.
All right, then I will confess something also. I might have misrepresented myself. I was much more jealous than I said that I was. I was trying to take the high road, but I was seriously jealous. So you're Frank Work.
Okay. Well, good.
Anyway. All right, so now who's a robot?
Bert. Bert's a robot.
I'm the robot now. Okay.
So here's my question to you guys. Have you ever met anyone more willing to further the AI agenda than Bert?
I'm just rolling my business. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I could call it an obsession. He's very enthusiastic about the marketing and operational properties of AI.
Especially, and in a creative way.
You guys probably don't know this, but probably, what do you think, 3, 4, 5 times a week, I will send you and I send Cassie like these incredible AI tools that we can use on The Bert Show.
Yes, yes. We get those emails very regularly. And I look at them and I use the automations. Like, I think that's great. But I've become a little bit suspicious.
Says the person that was lying. All right. Yes. Just a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I am concerned and considering whether or not Bert is part of the Android army.
Okay.
And there is a way to tell if Bert is truly human or if he is artificial intelligence.
Okay, if you were going to create an AI image, it would not look like this.
Yeah, huh? Okay. It would throw everybody off.
No one would believe it.
It would look like Glenn Powell. It would not look like this.
Perfect cover? No. Have you ever heard of the Turing test?
The yes. Turing test.
Yes. So the Turing test was made, I think, in like the 70s.
By Alan Turing.
Alan Turing, my favorite homosexual scientist. He created it in order to prove that you can tell whether something is AI or a human. And if an AI passes the Turing test, then basically it was to confirm that AI has sentience and basically is synonymous with humankind.
And this was developed in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of actually doesn't really hold up that much anymore because ChatGPT can pass the Turing test. But I wanted to put Bert to the test with the Turing test.
Okay. Have you ever passed any tests? His driver's test.
Oh, there we go.
He can drive. He still likes to hit a lot of garages.
Are you sure?
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.